Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 27th of April 1972. The title is Effort to Become Lucky and Lovely. Effort to Become Lucky and Lovely. Do you consider yourselves to be both the loveliest and the luckiest? If you consider yourselves to be both lovely and lucky, you will remain constantly free from obstacles and experience the stage of being absorbed in Baba's love. If you are just lucky and not lovely, then, although you will be constantly absorbed in Baba's love, you will not experience the stage of being free from obstacles. If you are just lovely and not lucky, then too you will not be able to experience the stage that was just described. Therefore, both are needed. In order to have the attainment of being both lucky and lovely, three main things are needed. If you experience these three things in yourself, then you are definitely lucky and lovely. What are these three things through which you can easily experience both these stages? Can luck be created or is it already created? Can you make yourselves lucky or is it that only those who are lucky from the beginning can be lucky? Can you make your luck or do you have to move along according to the luck already made? Can you change your fortune or not? Can you change from being unlucky to being lucky? Is there a margin for making effort in order to create luck? The children said, "Yes, Baba." Baba continued, "Have you come already having awakened your fortune or have you come to awaken your fortune now? You have brought with you the fortune that is already awakened, have you not? In that case, what will you create? You have come to belong to the Father according to the fortune you have awakened. The question of fortune is in belonging to the Father. You have come having created your fortune and you can also create it. Is it like this? When you make a lot of effort for something, do you have the thought inside you, this is what can be seen in my destiny? If after having made effort, you do not achieve success, you think that it is like that in your destiny, what is the reason for not being successful? If you make effort in your own way and yet do not achieve success, what do you then say? Is it like that in the drama? So, you have brought with yourselves the luck that the drama has created, have you not? An effort maker should never think that even after having made effort, it is possible to be unsuccessful. Always think that whatever effort you have made can never go to waste. If you have made effort in the right way, you will definitely receive success through that. If not now, then at some point later, seeing a lack of success, you should not think that that was a test and that after having had the test, you will become stronger. So that was not a lack of success, but a means to make the foundation of your effort strong. When something has to be made strong, you first hammer its foundation, you hammer it and make it strong. The hammering is the means of making it strong. In all three, your own individual effort, your connections in a gathering or in godly service, even when something does not seem to be externally successful, you should still think that it is not a lack of success, but a means of becoming strong. You were told that you should not consider the storms to be storms, but consider them to be a gift, that is, tohfa. Waves come to a boat, but they are means to make the boat move forward. In this way, success is merged in any lack of success. Move forward with this understanding. If your effort is accurate, then the word unsuccessful should never even enter your intellect. Acha, you were being told that three things are necessary in order to be lucky and lovely. What are these three things? First of all, think about how luck is created. Look at yourself. Am I lucky and lovely? Why am I not able to awaken my luck? The main reason for this is that I am not knowledgeful. Those who are knowledgeful have all types of knowledge. To the extent that someone is knowledgeful, to that extent he will also be luckier, because whatever effort that one makes, knowing the beginning, middle and end with the light and might of knowledge, he will definitely achieve success in that. To achieve success is a sign of luck. Firstly, they will be knowledgeful, that is, they will have full knowledge. If something is lacking in your being full, then you are number-wise in being lucky too. If you are knowledgeful, you will be number one in being lucky. There is knowledge about karma and also knowledge about your creator and the creation. There is also knowledge about coming into connection with the family and with Gyani souls. Knowledge is not just knowledge about the creator and the creation, but knowledgeful means that you are an embodiment of knowledge in every thought, every word, and every deed. This is called being knowledgeful. Secondly, to the extent that you are knowledgeful, so you will also be careful. You will also be cheerful to the same extent that you are careful. If someone is not cheerful, they will not appear to be lovely. If someone is not careful either, neither will he seem lovely. Those who do not remain careful because of making one little mistake or another, either on their own or when they come into connection with others, then neither do they remain lovely to themselves, nor are they lovely to others. Therefore, those who are careful will definitely be cheerful. Do not think that those who are careful cannot remain cheerful because they are so absorbed in their effort. No, it is not like that. The sign of being careful is to remain cheerful. So, if you have all these three qualifications, you can become both lucky and lovely. You can also create your luck with one another's cooperation. However, you can only receive cooperation from one another when you are careful and cheerful. If you are not cheerful, you will not be successful either. If you are careful and cheerful, then you are successful. That is, you are lucky. So check these three things in your own self. If you have all three to a good percentage, you can understand that you are the luckiest and the loveliest. If this percentage is lacking, you will not have this stage. Now, do you understand what the sign is? Speaking knowledge through your lips cannot create such an impact. To have a constantly cheerful face and not to experience any waves of sorrow, even in your thoughts, is known as being cheerful. So, you can do service with your cheerful face. Just as metal is automatically attracted to a magnet, in the same way, those who are constantly cheerful become a magnet themselves. Seeing them, others will come close to them. They will think that this one constantly stays cheerful in today's world, even though there are constantly clouds of sorrow and peacelessness everywhere. They will be eager to know how and why this one is able to remain cheerful. At the time when there is a huge storm or a lot of rain, people, even against their wish, run to a shelter where there is no rain. The shelter place does not call them, but according to the atmosphere, that is a place of safety, and so people will definitely run to that place. In order to protect themselves, they take the support of that place. They are pulled there. So, in the same way, understand that at the present time, when storms of Maya and clouds of sorrow are thundering, at such a time, when people see your means of safety, they will be attracted to you. What is that external form that attracts them? It is the cheerful face. So, you should be both lucky and lovely. In some cases, you are knowledgeable and careful, but not cheerful. You take care, but while caring, you stop having a cheerful face, and so you cannot remain cheerful. So, do you know in which aspect you should make the main effort or take the most care over, so that you are easily able to bring about these three things in yourself? You have to remain careful, but what must you remain careful in mainly? In what aspects do you remain careful? Many different replies were given by the children. Baba continued, what did the father care about so that he became what he did? What main aspect was that? Describe fully the praise that is sung of you people. Full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full, completely viceless, and the one who follows the highest code of conduct. You only become careless when you disobey any of the codes of conduct. The praises of your complete stage. That is, Sita was given the instruction to remain within the line of the code of conduct drawn for her. It was not any other line, but the line of the code of conduct. If you go beyond the lines of the godly codes of conduct, you become a beggar. That is, you become a beggar of whatever attainment there is. You become a beggar and you cry out just like a beggar. Give me a little money. Give me some clothes. In the same way, the stage of those who go beyond the line of the code of conduct becomes like that of a beggar. They would say, have mercy, give me blessings, give me cooperation, give me love. So that means that they have become beggars. However, when you have a right, that is called being a child and a master. If you are dependent, you have to ask for something. Those who are asking for something can only be called beggars. So, This is the line of the codes of conduct, and if you go beyond it, you become a beggar. Then you would have to ask for help. In fact, all those who have become children of the Father are lucky and lovely. They themselves are helpers in the godly task, not ones who seek help. There is the image of you having become helpers. It is not an image of you seeking help. The image of the devotees is just that of asking for something. Those who are the children and the masters are constant helpers. Those who are helpers themselves cannot ask for help. They are the ones who give, not ones who take. A bestower never takes. A bestower is one who gives. So, consider yourself to belong to the one Father, that is, consider yourself to be a true Sita of Rama, and take care to stay within the lines of the codes of conduct, and you will then remain careful. Those who are careful will automatically become cheerful. So, you should have all the codes of conduct in your intellect. You should have clear knowledge of what codes of conduct you have to observe in all the actions you perform from morning till night. If you do not have that knowledge, you cannot be careful either. Therefore, consider yourselves to be Sitas and remain within this line. That is, those who are careful and remain within the lines of codes of conduct can become the most elevated human beings. When you see that you are not cheerful, you must definitely have disobeyed a code of conduct. You have also been given a code of conduct for your thoughts. You must not even have any waste thoughts. If you go beyond this line and have wasteful or sinful thoughts, you should realize that you have disobeyed the code of conduct of thoughts, and this is why you are not cheerful. In the same way, you have been given a code of conduct for your words. Of what words to speak whilst stable in a particular stage? If there is disobedience in your words, then too, you cannot remain cheerful. Your own wasteful and sinful thoughts bring you down from your stage of being cheerful because you have crossed the line of the code of conduct. If you keep yourself within the line of the code of conduct, then Ravan Maya, that is, no obstacle will have the courage to come within this line. When any obstacle, form, disturbance or unhappiness comes, you should understand that you have moved the foot of your intellect outside the line of the code of conduct, just as Sita stepped outside the line. The intellect is also a foot on which you go on the pilgrimage. It is when you move the foot of the intellect out of the line of the code of conduct that all these things come in front of you. And what do they make you? From being a lovely and lucky child of the Father, you become a beggar. The sign of becoming a beggar is that you ask for support from the Father or other souls. Your own treasure of powers will finish. There is a saying, to become a beggar by going beyond the line. So the powerful stage finishes for those who become beggars in this way. They may continue to speak knowledge and continue to make effort, but they will be like beggars who have stepped outside the line. They will not have the intoxication or power of their own attainment. On the path of devotion too, there are those who become beggars by stepping out of line. So those who cross the lines of the codes of conduct become both types of beggars. Therefore, You must never become a beggar. You are the emperors of those who become the emperors of the world at this time. You speak of the kings of kings. So, the stage of when you become that is known as being the kings of kings, but the stage of being a Brahmin at the present time, or the stage of being knowledgeful directly through the Father, is more elevated. So, it does not seem right to let go of such a stage and become a beggar. So check your every thought and deed, that is, take care that you do not step outside. Make yourselves the human beings who follow the highest code of conduct. To such intense effort makers who make themselves into the most elevated human beings with the highest code of conduct, to the knowledgeful, careful, cheerful, and elevated souls, Namaste. Om Shanti.